This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells from pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the 3-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We're confident this border's secure.
We have a secure border.
What are you, an idiot? This is the dumbest thing you could have said.
Over 2 million migrants have crossed the southern border.
Vice President Kamala Harris has done nothing for us in South Texas to secure the borders. She's useless. And at this point, you know, I'd rather her not come to South Texas.
Consider yourself uninvited.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
My name is John Fetterwoman.
Hello!
I'm sorry to frighten you, dear. I must look like a yeti in this getup.
Whoosh.
Hello, Boston.
No.
What a congressional delegation. Holy God.
This is the United States of America, for God's sake.
Where's the beef?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The number, if you'd like to call us, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Dementia Joe Biden is getting ready to deliver his cancer moonshot speech at the JFK Library in Dorchester on Boston Harbor. And I believe he's delivered this speech before, but he's probably forgotten about it.
He wanted to do it on the 60th anniversary of JFK's moonshot speech.
Right.
So yeah. That's why he's doing it.
Yeah. So it's just more nonsense, more mush from the wimp, as they used to say about Jimmy Carter. 844-500-4242. We have a lot to get to here today. Representative Jerry Nadler, you remember him? He's the penguin. He defeated his fellow septuagenarian colleague in the House, Carolyn Maloney, in the New York primary a couple of weeks ago. He bragged about impeaching Bush twice, even though he meant to say Trump. And during the debate, while his two opponents, including Carolyn Maloney, who's even older than he is, they stood up. He had to sit down because that's what he does. Now it turns out that there's a story in the New York Post about him saying that he's begun falling asleep, or actually he's been doing this for a couple of years. He's the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and he can't stay awake for any hearings, or they have Zoom meetings of House chairman. He was rockabye baby. This was at one meeting of the Democrat House chairman. The meetings are usually half an hour, and he was out for about 15 minutes, a Democrat Hill staffer told the Post. Matt Gaetz of Florida. Staff regularly have to wake him up during hearings. He's on the Judiciary Committee as well. I don't think he's like Dianne Feinstein, said one House Democrat who works closely with Nadler, referencing the famously out-of-it 89-year-old California senator. You can just tell he's not as engaged with others. He's known for taking prolonged breaks when hearings go particularly late into the night, giving the gavel to another member to chair while he's away. We have no idea where he goes. He goes to Dreamland. Where the hell do you think he goes?
Check all the local hot dog stands.
I'm not trying to be mean, but he really is kind of out of it, said another GOP staffer close to the committee. With Nadler, there is a pattern where it's really not clear what his mental state is. I'll just be honest. Like 2 p.m. or following lunch, Jerry will be at low power and you can count on looking there and seeing him asleep. You know, you can't really have a heavy lunch and expect to function sharply in there or coherently in the afternoon, can you? 844-500-4242. Nighty-night, baby Jerry. When you wake up, it'll be hot dog time. So yesterday was the 21st anniversary of 9/11. And, you know, it just occurred to me, or it occurred to a texter, actually, that there must have been some extra consternation in the tunnel in the Green Line yesterday when they heard explosions on 9/11. And it was just, apparently, what they're saying is it was just a wire going down on the third rail. And just, I mean, just this is the kind of stuff that happens now on the MBTA. Again, Brandon didn't mention it when he was talking about how wonderful the infrastructure is, but that's the reality. So there's a Representative Pramila Jayapal, you know her, she's from Washington State, and she tweeted out, yes, she's like a sort of a squad member, not officially a squad member, but she may be even further left than some of the squad members. So she tweeted out yesterday, "Today we remember the 2,996 people who were killed on 9/11 and all those who lost their lives while serving our country in the forever wars that followed." You know what the problem is with that, Taylor? 2,996? That includes the 19 hijackers. She's putting them in the death toll. She deleted the tweet, obviously, because it was so bad. But, you know, Kevin McCarthy, who wants to be the House Speaker, he put out the same number, 2,996. I mean, it's just kind of an insult to everybody, actually, to include them. It sounds like it's a variation on Ilhan Omar. Some people did something. Some people did something. 844-500-4242. We've talked about this situation in Las Vegas, where the Democrat murdered a reporter, went all OJ on him and stabbed him to death outside of his house. And now it turns out that this guy, his name is Robert Tellis. He's the county administrator. That means he's like, I guess he's kind of like the Register of Probate in Massachusetts, handling, estates and wills, that kind of stuff that are, you know, estates that aren't probated, et cetera. He was paid $130,000 a year. He was defeated in the primary. Guess what? Even though he's in jail in Clark County with no bail, he's still going to continue to get paid, which I guess there's not all that much they can do about that. 844-500-4242. But now it turns out that this woman who asked the question at the press conference of Joe Lombardo, the sheriff of Clark County, who's running for governor, he's the Republican nominee, and she asked him, "Will you denounce President Trump for normalizing the attacks on reporters? As if President Trump had anything to do with this? As if President Trump, had the slightest connection to this guy?" This
Everybody's guy, always blaming me for everything.
Well, now it turns out this woman is just some ancient Karen who's just, you know, she's like a grandmother who likes to go out, and she has like what amounts to a blog, I guess. And so she wrote a story about this for something called the Nevada Courant. And she wrote the whole story about the murder, and she didn't mention Tellis's political affiliation. But in the 10th paragraph, she said, "The sheriff. Sheriff Lombardo, a Republican, refused." So it's more important what the sheriff who arrested this guy, this Democrat, it's more important that he be somehow slimed, smeared with this horrible crime that was committed against the reporter than it is to actually identify the person, the stabber, the OJ wannabe who allegedly stabbed this guy to death. 844-500-4242. That's just ridiculous. Ridiculous. You heard another story in California, in the West Coast. A young mother was brutally beheaded last Thursday. Her name is Karina Castro. It was in broad daylight as shocked neighbors watched. The attack took place in front of her apartment building. The alleged killer, Jose Solano Landeta, reported... Now, how did you jump to that conclusion? How did you jump to that conclusion?
It's a shot in the dark.
Turns out that the Santa Monica Observer is reporting that Landeta was in the country illegally, came to the U.S. from Venezuela 10 years ago on a tourist visa and never left.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
According to the victim's grandmother, Landeta, the illegal alien from Venezuela, was unemployed but had recorded a few rap songs. Another, I know, you're shocked to learn this, though. Apparently, Landeta had also been convicted of other crimes, including raping a minor. Just an illegal alien chopping off the heads of American women that American men can't be bothered to do. In a related story on the other side of the continent, Virginia police have arrested the naked madman accused of a string of... In a string of attacks and abduction attempts against women and girls along the popular Washington and Old Dominion Trail over the past several weeks. Juan Alfaro Rodriguez, he's a Herndon man, was arrested on Thursday. He was charged with obscene sexual display and sexual battery stemming from an incident when a naked man approached a woman behind the trail and grabbed her around the wrist. Though she managed to break free, the man with no pants ran from the scene and canine searches of the area initially came up empty. Another more recent incident apparently involved a teenage girl nearly abducted by a naked man while walking her dog on the trail. Oh, by the way, he's also being held without bond on local charges as a fugitive from Suffolk County, New York, where they have a lot of problems with illegal aliens. But
I'm shocked.
I know. He's a Herndon man. Don't forget that. He's a Herndon man. 844-500-4242. We all knew it was coming, and it finally has. The real estate frenzy has really slowed down due to inflation, interest rates, and the overall economy. For sale signs are sitting in the ground longer, buyers are backing out of deals, and large crowds of buyers have disappeared. If you plan to divest of your most valuable asset, your real estate, then act now while demand is still hanging in there. Holding off selling or even renting your property could be a comfortable short-term solution, but not if you sell in a year or two for much less money. Don't hesitate. Sell today at auction under your terms. In a J.J. Manning auction, your property sells as quickly as possible through a marketing plan and recipe which has stood the test of time. For over 45 years, and more importantly, in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment with cash buyers who are ready to close with no contingencies. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England Talk Radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at nausetbeachinn.com. Com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who would you vote for in New Hampshire's first congressional district race? Gail Huff Brown, Matt Mowers, Caroline Leavitt, or other?
Caroline Leavitt.
I'm not saying that any one candidate has promoted this at all, but it seems there's been a dramatic shift in the poll numbers here. 57% say Matt Mowers.
Mowers.
37% say Caroline Leavitt, 4% for Gail Huff Brown, and only 2% for other.
Okay. And again, anyone is invited to take part in the poll question, whether you live in the district or not. And we're happy to have heavy voting, no matter how it comes about. So you still have a chance. And you can also, when you're at the site at HowieCarshow.com, you can pick up a gift certificate to Aviva Trattoria, $50 gift certificates for $25. We still have a handful left from Friday. Malden, Marlboro, Maynard, Wrentham, and Westford, Massachusetts. All those places you can get the gift certificates. It's a great restaurant. And they're great cannolis there. Right, Grace? I think you're going to mention cannolis in your Hate Mail Monday.
Oh, he heard a little bit of it.
For Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday.
Yes, Hate Mail Monday is our weekly segment where I collect all of the love notes that Howie Carr receives throughout the course of the week, and then I relay them to all of you. Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by the 110 Grill. With over 35 locations in the Northeast, you're sure to find a location near you. They have a huge gluten-free menu, too, so if you're watching your waistline, they have you covered. To find a location, go to 110grill.com, and I believe we'll have some food from the 110 Grill at the remote this Friday.
Yes, we will.
Alrighty, so let's start off with the voicemail that Howie overheard. You were talking a lot on Friday about Aviva Trattoria's cannolis, and some people had a reaction to it. Cut one, please.
Howie, you may like cannolis, but what you like best are free cannolis. Free anything, you cheap bastard.
And how am I different from anyone else?
It was very funny because at the remote, you had the manager on, and you kind of hinted that you really liked the cannolis at the beginning. But at the end, you could hear the panic in your voice as you realized that they may not have taken the hint as you had suggested. And you said, I'd like a plate of free cannolis right here on my table in the next 5 minutes.
Then I snapped my fingers. Do you know who I am? And they were there. But the mailroom manager wouldn't let me take a box with me when I left.
Yeah.
I was brokenhearted.
I was happy that she put a stop to it. Howie's like, I would like more. I would like to take some home. And she said, we don't need more.
They're the best. If you get one of these gift certificates, or even if you don't get one of the gift certificates, $50 for $25, definitely go the next time you're at Aviva Trattoria. You got to have a cannoli.
All right, so here are some hate mail messages I thought were funny on Twitter. You put up your poll question today, who would you vote for in New Hampshire's first congressional district race? And Eric Malibu wrote back, nobody cares about you or your stupid content. You're a washed up Trump butt kisser. Please go away. Another person wrote,
What do you think Eric Malibu's real name is?
Huckleberry.
Why won't you come out from behind the tree or the rock,
Another person wrote, bleep you, Howie, and stay the bleep out of NH politics, you bag of dog bleep.
I beg your pardon. I'm a former property owner in the live free or die state.
There are some memes that have been going around of your picture. One of them says above it, I'd sell my own urine if I could, Howie Carr. That's supposed to be a quote from you.
I don't believe I've ever said that.
Would you like to say it now for posterity?
No, I think not.
Can we get a denial?
I will say I do like free food. I do like free cannolis. The best kind of cannolis are free cannolis. By the way, Grace was demanding that the cannolis have chocolate chips in them.
I only like them if they have the chocolate chips on the end.
So
really?
I just want it to be known that I'm not the only beautiful person.
Two ends of the cannoli?
Yeah, well, I eat the center, but I think it breaks it up. I think the chocolate breaks it up. Howard, you love your Magic 8-Ball act.
Yes, I do.
We have a person here who is not a fan. This is Cut 5.
What the hell is this? Ted Kennedy and the Magic 8-Ball, that stupid... You got to get rid of that. What are you running, the Carniac there, Car?
Is something bad going to happen to that caller?
Oh, no. Jeez.
Jeez, it is Howie. Certain.
You know, you would have been a good
carny. That's a magic eight ball.
Taylor, don't you think he would have been a good carny?
Telling people how fat they are.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, not about that. That's it for Hate Mail Monday. It was a short one, but I'll be back with more next week.
We'll be back with your calls in just a moment. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Take a few phone calls. Got a lot of other stories to get to. And as we await the speech by El Presidente. Oh, I guess he's delivering. Some of the networks aren't going to the speech, shockingly enough. I wonder why. I wonder why they're giving it a good leaving alone.
I'm shocked. Shocked.
All right, 844-500-4242. We weren't going to go to it live anyway. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie. You know, with all the retrospectives about 9/11, I realize that Biden has done more damage to this country than the terrorists, because the terrorists brought the country together. Biden is dividing us. Who's the real who created the damage?
Well, you know, I mean, that was obviously it was a horrible attack on the United States, but you're right. I mean, the country was briefly united, but it didn't last long, did it, Bob?
Unfortunately not.
And we've done a lot of damage to ourselves since then with the Patriot Act, which is, you know, kind of set into action this surveillance deep state that's now being mobilized against American citizens, particularly those on the conservative side. It's just, and the wars were forever, and it was a terrible, terrible mistake to go into Iraq. Although, you know, who knew? I mean, he wouldn't allow inspectors to go in and see whether or not he was trying to build nuclear weapons. I mean, what was Bush supposed to do? I mean, he couldn't sit by and let them build a nuclear weapon and then use it against us. I don't know. It's really unfortunate the way things have played out. It's the country is much weaker now than it was 21 years ago today, unfortunately. Thanks. He got Auchincloss's name wrong again.
And thank you to the members of the Massachusetts delegation from the House, Representatives Presley, Lynch, Keating, and Jake, I should say, Auchincloss, and Laurie, thank you as well.
You Jake. Thought it was going to be the last name you got wrong. No, you can't get the four-letter first name right.
He's like the football player who can go both ways. He can miss a tackle while playing defense, and he can fumble it while he's in the backfield.
Like I say every time we go over these cuts, he's like Ed Sullivan, the only man who can count to three and get two of the numbers wrong.
Oh my goodness! Auchincloss, that guy is somehow related to Jackie Kennedy. You'd think someone a Kennedy rump swab like Joe Biden, a Kmart Kennedy like Joe Biden would know the name Auchincloss.
And he's telling the President Xi story again about...
on the Tibetan plateau?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God. Ugh.
Isn't even a different speech yet. This isn't a cancer speech. It's just like the greatest hits.
844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking the call. But very astute observation by the previous caller. And, but you know, what are the odds? You know, here's a betting game that Biden will plagiarize Kennedy's speech more than once, you know, because his speechwriters have proven a complete ineptitude, and he can't even read the teleprompter, so...
Well, he did have a Ted Kennedy story this morning at his first stop at Logan Airport. And it's kind of lengthy, but we might as well play it since he's now at the JFK Library. Cut eight.
I remember Teddy came down to help me the very last event we had when I was running for the United States Senate. True story. And he came down to Delaware, and we had this great big thing in an old center they were about to tear down. But it was the largest group we had. It was 2 days before the election. There were, I don't know, 6,000-7,000 people assembled at St. Anthony's. And he stood up and he said, I like Joe Biden a lot. I like him a lot. He'll be very good at the United States Senate. Problem is, I think he's a little too young. I was 29 at the time. And the Wall Street Journal ran straight story. Kennedy says Biden too young to be in the Senate. Any rate, but Teddy was a great friend.
I thought maybe there's a moral.
No, there ain't no moral. I just like that story.
I was a young man when that story began. By the way, Ted Kennedy was 29 when he was elected to the U.S. Senate. He had even less business being in the U.S. Senate than dementia Joe Biden did. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Hi, Howie. You talk about the atrocities, the beheading and the stalking and the rape and all that.
Right.
All these things can be attributed to the Biden administration. You know, you talk about the axis of evil of Russia, China, and Iran. The real axis of evil is the Biden administration itself. I mean, what person takes a shower with an 11-year-old girl? I mean, if that's not a definition of a pedophile, and listen.
I know. That's in the Ashley Biden diary, and we don't know if that's true or not. I mean, you know, you can draw your own conclusions, but I just have to issue that as a statement of caution. Thanks for the call, Jay. 844-500-4242. Ex-CNN anchor Stelter to discuss, quote, threats to democracy as Harvard fellow. He is going to the Kennedy School, Camelot High, as it's known, where you go to learn how to lose elections or how to lose your Sunday morning show because of low ratings in this case. Brian Stelter, in the most predictable career move of all time, is joining Harvard's Kennedy School's Shorenstein Center on Media, Politics, and Public Policy. Stelter will serve as a Democracy and Media Fellow. Wow, that's very impressive. And he will convene a series of discussions about what the center described as, quote, threats to democracy and the range of potential responses from the news media, unquote. You know, I think that's kind of what I was at the Kennedy School. When they say convene a series of discussions, that means you just go and you have this seminar, like five, in my case, it was five times, and they paid me, I think, $500. I'm sure they're paying him a hell of a lot more than $500. Do you think there will be picket lines outside the Kennedy School when he conducts his first class like there were when I conducted my first class?
Maybe food lines, but no picket lines.
So that's Brian Stelter's next career move in the world. Meanwhile, John Kerry jets to England, complains about climate change. This is from the Post Millennial. Did you see this over the weekend? This is like John Kerry back in the old days when he was running for first lieutenant governor or for Congress at first in 72, and then a decade later for lieutenant governor, and then for the U.S. Senate seat. And you wouldn't want to stand between him and a camera doing a live shot. And he got right in there as soon as the Queen died. He was jetting in to London, and it's not political. There's no ideology involved in it. It's not a Republican-Democrat Tory-Labor issue. It's a universal issue defined by science. So there's no word on how he got over to the United Kingdom to issue his usual vapid comments.
It's not political. There's no ideology in it. It's not a Republican-Democrat/Tory-Labor issue. It's a universal issue defined by science.
Now, can I get me some smoked salmon here? I thought there was some. Is there any single malt Scotch whiskey here? That's what I'm over here for. You know, you think it's easy saving the planet?
844-500 844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to join us. By the way, John Fetterman continues to run for the Senate in Pennsylvania, and he's, again, trying to avoid debates, just like Katie Hobbs in Arizona. And so yesterday, to commemorate 9/11, they had a pro-abortion rally. And so he began trying, first of all, he called himself John Fetterwoman, you know, because to show his solidarity with the
My name is John Fetterwoman.
Oh, wow. How about John Fetter, gender fluid, or gender fluid Fetter? But anyway, here he is with a bad brain lock here, cut 16.
It's such the most important race for the Senate here for 22. We have to replace Pat Toomey. Oh, no. Senator Toomey was not very nice to me. Pat Toomey is a miracle.
Huh? He's a miracle? Didn't Barry Manilow have a song in the 70s? It's a miracle? 844-500-4242. So this is Kamala Harris was on with the Democrat operative with a press pass known as Chuck Todd. And she was just babbling, as she always is, about various things. Here's the story about here's her answer when Chuck Todd asks her about the domestic threats are as bad as 9/11 terrorists, and she's just babbling on. Cut 11.
We're at the 21st marking, if you will, of the September 11th attacks.
Yeah.
This was a foreign terrorist attacking our democracy, attacking this country.
Yeah.
We're now, as a nation, battling a threat from within. Is the threat equal or greater than what we faced after 9/11?
That's an interesting question. I have held many elected offices as district attorney, attorney general, senator, now vice president, and there's an oath that we always take, which is to defend and uphold our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. We don't compare the two in the oath, but we know they both can exist, and we must defend against it.
I don't believe you answered the question, Madam Kamala. 844-500-4242. Cut four.
We do believe fundamental to America is to protect women's rights. Fundamental to America is to protect LGBTQ rights. Fundamental to the strength of America is to fight for workers' rights. Fundamental to who America has always been and will be is to fight for immigrant justice. Fundamental to having responsible policing is the point that if we want to be safer and treat all as equals, this is what we do.
What do we do?
If we as a nation want to invest in small businesses that make America stronger, stand with us.
Stand with us? What are you investing in small businesses? Is inflation good for small businesses? High gas prices? High fuel oil prices? Supply chain crises? Rampant crime in the cities, illegal alien criminal invasions. Is that good for small businesses? 844-500-4242. The Democrat surveillance state is here. 87,000 new armed non-law enforcement IRS agents. Why does America need that? The liar said no new taxes on individuals making under $400,000. We paid attention to the 400,000, and they slipped this one in under our noses. They will soon control all aspects of your life with armed agents rummaging through every dime you've spent. Friends, this is no joke. This is for real. You traded thousands of hours of time building your nest egg, and now you have to protect it. You need this. Monetary Goals, new guide. 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. Call Monetary Gold now. There is no time to delay. 888-617-7994. Get 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. 888-617-7994. Time is of the essence. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
Can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
This is the United States of America, for God's sake. The United States of America. I thought to myself, this is the United States of America. The United States. I'm serious. Think about it. Think about it. Just think about it. I'm not joking when I say this. I kind of forgot. This is the United States of America. The United States of America. Folks, look, we're the United States of America.
Was that a loop or?
Those were all the times he mentioned this is the United States of America from today's first speech. 7 times he said that.
But one of the times he said it was the United States Gamera, right?
The United States Gamera, yes.
Let me hear that one.
The United States Gamera, for God's sake.
This is the United States Gamera, for God's sake.
This is the United States Gamera, for God's sake. This is who we are. This is not what we should be doing.
Wasn't there a Godzilla enemy named Gamera?
I don't know. How about listen to this one? And this one, your response kind of writes itself here to this one. Cut 17.
We're working to grow the economy from the bottom up and the middle out. My family never got much from trickle down economies.
No, but shakedown economies, that's something else altogether. Who needs trickle down when you got shakedown? Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
I just wanted to make you aware of the fact that Biden's administration is in heavy support of the Iran treaty, or the treaty that Obama entered into with Iran. They gave them billions of dollars one time. And now the Biden administration is going to increase that and give them billions more.
Bill, they're going to wait until after the midterms, though. Because they know that this is, people are going to realize, or some people are going to realize anyway, who don't get their news from Facebook or Twitter, that this is the worst possible deal that the West, not just the U.S., but the West could enter into, to give these Muslim terrorists nuclear weapons.
Yes, and we should realize they're the same group in Tehran today that they weren't in Tehran then, but that executed the 9/11 operation.
Well, yeah, that's a different crowd of people, Al-Qaeda, as opposed to the people in Tehran are Shia, but they're terrorists. They still hate us as much as Al-Qaeda or ISIS hated us. So you're right. I mean, we shouldn't be doing business with them. And you know what? And again, Trump had him under control when he took out that general on the tarmac at the Tehran airport. And now we're just playing footsie with him again. After John Kerry, the special presidential envoy for climate, was going over there and telling them, just hang on and we're going to get the White House back. We'll select the new president and then we'll just give you whatever you want. But that wasn't a violation, of course, of the Logan Act. It's only a violation of the Logan Act when Michael Flynn talks to his counterpart in the Kremlin after the election, a few days before he's about to be sworn in as the national security advisor. What a crock all this stuff is. Talk about a double standard of justice in the U.S. 844-500-4242. Again, at 6 o'clock, we'll be taking calls from candidates in the New Hampshire primaries tomorrow. You get 90 seconds. Stand by. I'm Howie Carr.